Well, this is a dangerous place first thing in the morning, especially when you're a little bit peckish. I have had breakfast, but it's impossible not to feel tempted by the huge array of what's laid out before you and the smells emanating from the different herbs and spices and foods. And when I say food, I mean everything you can eat. So much regional Brittany produce, but also food coming in from other places that might not be readily available here. Mountains of garlic and all the vegetables you've seen and some you probably haven't. Cheeses which come in various stages of age. You know, I saw a line of kind of fresh-ish goat's cheese, aged goat's cheese, and ancient goat's cheese. And you can have a little bit of a taste of each of those to see what takes you fancy before investing in a chunk. Breads, so many breads. Breads that keep for a week. Breads that keep for longer. Fresh breads you got to eat right now because of their delicate nature. And my mouth is watering with cherries as big as plums and certain strawberries that aren't called strawberries because they're just too sweet to be called strawberries. It is a dangerous thing. Can I just try some of this? Can I just try some of this? And interlaced between the spaces are street musicians who, from what I can gather, having spoken to a couple, don't need any kind of permit just to set up here at what is one of France's largest markets here in Rennes, the Rennes Saturday Market. It's too much to photograph. I'm taking snaps, but I'm kind of almost photoed out. The colours and the just array. You might be able to hear in the background an accordion player. He's playing a Daytonic accordion. He's 18 years old and really good at what he does, but it kind of really sets the scene. Just met a 83-year-old egg farmer, and he's just himself on a small plot, and he sells eggs here every week. I've just seen an equally old lady. So either side of the businesses and the corporate farms, you've got the smallholders selling their wares. The fish area just smelled delicious, which you wouldn't necessarily expect for a large amount of small fish, fresh fish, to be in an area like this. Everything's segregated though. You walk from the fish through to the meats, through to the cheeses, through to the breads and preserves, chutneys as far as the eye can see. And everything seems to have a homemade label on it. Really nice. You can kind of, you're speaking to the creator of the food you're about to eat. And I imagine as this is the Saturday market, Saturday night is just feast night. God. If I wasn't getting on an aeroplane in the not too distant future, I'd be filling my bag right now because this is just too tempting. I had to fly here on this occasion, but I'm seeing more and more reasons to take the ferry, to make the time, you know, the extra couple of hours just to drive over and drive back fully laden, and this would be my final stop for sure. Not the normal market banter that you'd get at a UK market. There seems to be absolutely no need to try and sell your wares. Everybody is hungry for everything. There's a musician standing in front of me. He's dressed in kind of a monk's cloak over a pair of dirty jeans, brown jeans, and he has a battered guitar, and he looks like he's playing for vegetables. He's only playing to the stall holders, and his bag seems to be bulging, busking for veg. Well, I'm sorry, there's nothing I don't like here. This probably sounds very sycophantic. It's one of the best markets I've visited, and I'm definitely coming back.